USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The many troubles of the world were remembered by Pope Francis, who asked for peace in his traditional Easter blessing. The Pope celebrated Mass in St. Peter's Square for the first time since the pandemic started. On Palm Sunday, he begged for an Easter truce in Ukraine. After 7 weeks of fighting, Mariupol may fall to Russian troops. About 2,500 Ukrainian fighters are believed to be holding out there and refusing to surrender. Russia says they will annihilate them. In the West, more evidence of war crimes in places like Bucha. And there's still a shortage of heavy weaponry in Ukraine, with promises that more will be arriving soon. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
A highly contagious avian flu has spread to more than 30 states, but the risk to public health is low, according to the CDC. The U.S. Department of Agriculture confirmed in a statement that the avian flu has spread to commercial chicken flocks in Pennsylvania and also in Utah. While the virus spreads easily among birds, with more than 27 million affected, according to the CDC data, no human cases have been found in the U.S. A suspect has been arrested after 14 people were injured during a shooting at a South Carolina mall on Saturday. Dwayne Price was one of three men who had been identified as people of interest and may face additional charges. Police officials indicate there may be at least one more suspect tied to the shooting. Police have also updated the victim count from 12 to 14, including 9 with gunshot wounds. 5 other victims had injuries, including broken bones and lacerations, after a stampede trying to run from the mall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Some school math books are in question in Florida.
The Florida Department of Education said that the state rejected 54 math textbooks out of 132 that were submitted. 28 of the books were rejected because they incorporate prohibited topics or unsolicited strategies, including critical race theory. Among the other reasons why the math books were rejected, the inclusion of social-emotional learning and Common Core. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis praised the department's actions, while Democrats slammed them.
Sweden and Finland are reacting to Russia's invasion of Ukraine by saying they might join NATO.
The Russians say they will deploy nuclear weapons to the region should the pair of countries join the alliance. Recent polls in both of those countries show growing support to join NATO after years of hesitation against joining any military alliance. Senior fellow with the American Enterprise Institute, Elizabeth Brough, sees fear in Russia's threats. She tells CBS News it doesn't look like either country will let those threats affect their decision-making.
The Russian threats really seem mostly Russian fear of the two joining NATO, like it's using its last tools to try to prevent them from joining, but they are absolutely undeterred. I should say Finland is absolutely undeterred in saying they are having the conversation. They decided a few weeks' time. Sweden hasn't been that clear yet.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.